Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. Get your throne coats on. Winter Vision is coming. Coming up, how to dance Roop, Ever Given's Eurovision moment, and a little bit more ding-dong from Krista. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome wherever, whenever you are. I'm Ewan Spence, and myself and the team at ESC Insight are going to take you through the last 7 days in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. And, well, April the 1st has happened, and it's best to ignore most Eurovision stories that happen on April the 1st. Even the delightful idea from the EBU that they would launch Wintervision, a biannual event to be held on snow and ice, with Kaino to feature in the first edition at the end of the year. Alas, no, it is April the 1st. The EBU are not challenging the legend that is Rick Wakeman's Myths and Legends of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table on Ice. It's not an April Fool, that one. Look it up. But anyway, our hat is doffed off also to Mr. Gerber, who on seeing Wintervision immediately launched the Wintervision Song Sorter. And of course, it's pretty obvious, Drew's Snowstorm was always going to win. But there's a whole bundle of songs in there that I wish I would get to hear. But also Mr. Gerber and his Gerber Sorter happens every year for you to go through the actual songs at the song contest yourself and help you sort them into your top 39. As always, sterling work. And now, on with the actual news. Okay, actual dates. Yes, remember everybody, Tuesday and Thursday for the semi-finals, the 18th and the 20th of May, Saturday the 22nd for the grand final. And not only that, but we know a little bit more about the grand about the semi-final and the grand final. We'll start with the grand final because we know that Duncan Lawrence is now going to be attending. Shouldn't be a surprise, given that he won the last Eurovision Song Contest that we held back in 2019. He's fresh off the US talk show circuit after the sudden reappearance of Arcade and the Popular Conscience. He's going to be debuting a new song in the grand final, but he'll be opening semi-final one, presumably with the reprise of Arcade. And just to go, right, we're at the next part of our story. And the next part of that story is now being told through the songs. We have the running order for the two semi-finals. Previously, they had been shuffled into like top half and bottom half of each of the semi-finals. That happened January 2020. We just used the draw from last year. And that's in place in normal times so people can book hotels and flights and everything and know when they need to be on stage for rehearsals. Slightly different this year, but if everything happens and everybody's going to be on the ground, you still need to book your hotels, you still need to be there for your rehearsal time. The only difference is this year, if you're not rehearsing, you go back to your hotel and you stay there. Anyway, we're getting distracted with all the chess pieces that are going on behind the screen. What's going to be on the screen and in what order has been determined by the EBU. It's been announced over at Eurovision.tv. We've discussed the running order on our website as well, escinsight.com. But let's do what we always do when we get running orders coming out here on the news pod, and that's look at the openers and closers. Semi-final one opens up with The Rope and Discotheque, and it will finish with Destiny singing for Malta and Jamaica. Cass. Semi-final two opens up with Senate and featuring Mr. Flo Rida and the song Adrenalize, and Fire of Flame will be singing the Danish song Ove Jos Pa Hinanden at the end of semi-final two. Lots of interest and things going on there, stories being told, emotions rising and falling throughout there. But there's definitely some storytelling elements going on there. We've went into that in more depth, as I said, back on the website. Ben Robertson's article on that one is well worth a read. What about staying in front? Let's go instead of front of the screen, let's go in front of the actual stage, because the Dutch authorities, under their Field Lab program, have added the song contest to the list of events where they will be making sure everything works. Well, there's still a long way to go, and there will definitely be an audience is now slightly more possible than it was last week. I mean, it, don't get me wrong, we're not confirming it yet. It doesn't get signed off until the end of April, but the chances of a socially distant audience of around 350 people from around the Netherlands, they're a bit brighter this week. It's looking a little bit better. We await to see what happens. Things may go backwards. Things may also go forwards. But the contest itself is starting to take a shape, and it's starting to form and coming out of the mist. So we're getting closer and closer to something that we're all going to really, really enjoy. No matter what form it takes, there will be a contest, but we're getting closer to the norm as it is. Around Rotterdam, of course, there's going to be less of the international fandom, but there is still going to be a lot of activity going on. The Hip Hop India Small Foundation are working with the Rotterdam organisers to have a huge mural installation for the contest. Local artist Tim and Delette will be working on Jean-Yu McCrory's mural. He's singing for the Netherlands, obviously has home advantage. His mural is going to be found opposite the Ahoy Theatre from April the 19th. Artists from the big five countries, so that's Spain, France, Italy, Germany and the United Kingdom, are also at work on street art across the city with an installation consisting of large sea containers. This will be found opposite the Suez Canal on April the 19th and presumably arrive in the Rotterdam port in time for the contest. Finally, for the news, there's lots of news around the contest today. Lovely. It's not going to be the only show in town. The Eurovision team have announced two more online shows for the official YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/Eurovision. Right now, of course, you find all the official videos there and news bulletins from the team there. Anyway, these two new shows. The first one is going to be called Krista Calling, hosted by Finland's Krista Siegfrids, who sang Marry Me, Ding Dong, back in 2013 at the song contest. She's going to be your backstage host from Rotterdam, keeping up to date with everything that's going on there. And the week after the contest, on May the 29th, Krista will be hosting the Eurovision Song Celebration. There was a similar show of this last year to give everybody a sort of time sync run through the semi-final songs and the grand final songs. This year, of course, all the performers have put a performance on a backup tape, and if they can't make it to Rotterdam, that tape will be played. A lot of people have been asking, well, what happens to those performances afterwards? The answer is, they will be showcased in the Eurovision Song Celebration, May the 29th. So as you're coming down from the contest from the Saturday before, we can all get together and just have a sort of nice chill out reminder of everything that happened then. And of course, rehearsals continue in all the countries, and PR moves are starting to build up to try and make sure people will pick up the phone and vote for their country. Where shall we start with? Let's start with Canada. Yes! Canada not entering the song contest, but it will be broadcasting it again this year. Omni Television will once again be picking up the pictures and the audio and showing the contest. It will be on a delay for its viewers in Canada. Listings and transmission details to follow. Whoever is in the hotel room next to Finland and the band Blind Channel, who are representing the country, might want to make sure they've got some extra strong earplugs. The Finnish band is going to take the roughly 2 weeks of time that they'll be spending in the Rotterdam hotel to write a new album. Given the only time delegates are at the hotels, as I said, is to go and go to the rehearsals, what else is there to do but be a little bit creative? One thing they do need to do, though, is work on their choreography. The EBU has decided that the middle finger seen in the national final is not suitable for the family-friendly performance that we are expecting from the Ahoy Theatre. Something else will need to be done there. Presumably, the dark edge to the lyrics have been signed off. Over in Iceland, 10 years is the entry from Daffy Freyr. Now, that was launched a week or two back with an in-studio performance of the song. But now we have the official video. Clocking in at nearly 4.5 minutes, there's lots of action intersped throughout the song as Daffy and his family bring in a mix of Power Rangers, Paw Patrol, Voltron and Ultraman to save Iceland from what looks to be what happens when the Riga Beaver gets bit by a radioactive spider. Down in Italy, more success from Maneskin as their song Ziti e Bueno, which of course is Italy's entry this year, previously went gold. It's now gone up a step. It's now went platinum. 15 million Spotify streams as well for the song. It's certainly got home support. And that joins the last four Sanremo winners Eurovision Song Contest entrants who have all seen their songs go platinum as well. So that's what we're going to check this now. Okay, let's see how many ticks that's going to get me to get this right. Deodato from last year, Mammut from the year before with Soldi, Erma Metal and Fabrizio Moro from the year before that, and the song that just sounds like it's a run-on song which I can never manage, and of course Francesco Cabani with Occidentalis Karma. Ha, there we go. Okay, narrator's voice, it took five takes. Or maybe it didn't. Who knows? Lithuania, the Roop have released a how to do the dance moves in discotheque up on YouTube. And now all eyes are going to be on there and on TikTok and other social media to see if it catches on. And if it does, watch the recognition of the band and the dance move help pick up the votes by the time we get to May. The Roop have also picked up four awards at Lithuania's MAMA Music Awards this week. They got a Breakthrough Act of the Year, Pop Band of the Year, Song of the Year for On Fire, last year's entry, and Band of the Year. They also performed a seamless mix of last year's song On Fire, blending into this year's song Discotheque to the audience. Worth taking that one out on YouTube. It is starting to feel, those songs are feeling more like the double A-side of Eurovision entries as the days to Rotterdam get less and less. Over in Russia, Maniza's outfit for her performance of Russian Woman has been picking up attention. It's going to consist of countless pieces of fabric and clothing from all around Russia sewn together to create her Eurovision dress. As with everything, we'll get a first look at that. Possibly at the rehearsals, there might be some PR shots beforehand as well. If we find all that, we'll let you know on the podcast. Blas Canto has recorded an English version of Spain's entry to the contest this year, Voy a Quedarme, and he's finished the video, the English language video of the song as well. Expect to see that release of I'll Stay at some point in the run-up to the contest. Again, you can see all the countries, all the delegations just slowly building up the building blocks and everything for the PR and the push for efforts, because Eurovision is as much about the song, it's as much about the performance, it's also a get-the-vote-out exercise as well, especially because you can't vote for your own country, so you're going to have to reach out and get people to recognise your song. Finally, Switzerland is looking ahead, much as Germany did last week. The broadcast SRF, RTS, RSI and RTR, who all come together to do the song contest, have opened applications for people to be on their 100-strong jury for the song contest selection for next year's Eurovision 2022. Presumably, this is pointing towards another internal selection. Who knows? It might just be to do the shortlist. Okay, what have we got to look forward to? You've got me getting the words around the wrong way. Why not? Let's see. Jukebox Jury continues. You'll be able to download that off our podcast every Monday evening, www.escinsight.com. Find us in your podcast library, catcher, online application. Search for ESC Insight. Eurovision Insight does it as well. And of all things, well, if you type Eurovision, we'll hopefully be in the top three. We've had the discussion article about the running order, which you'll get on the main website. But Ben Robertson and I have sat down to do a little chat over coffee podcast. That's available to our Patreon supporters, patreon.com/ESEinsight. Head over there. You can support Insight from as little as £1 a day, which is £4 a month, or, you know, a nice coffee. What else? As always, we're on the podcast radio. Shout out to yous listening there. One thing, though, you might want to do is 8 p.m. every Saturday night is we rebroadcast Jukebox Jury on the radio as well with them, and we get to play the full songs as well. So if you're looking for a full hour of Jukebox Jury and all the luxurious power chords and melodies and death violins, there you go, www.thepodcastradio.co.uk. If you're looking for straight previews of the song, Europe's Heartbeat has switched over to reviewing the 39 entries, as well as the artist's previous songs, some of the national final tracks that didn't make it, and some of the greatest hits of the song contest. You can listen again to all those radio broadcasts at europesheartbeat.com, or you can listen live on Radio 6 International, 12 noon UK time at Radio 6, all spelled out in letters, .com. Finally, dates for the diary. Last week we mentioned, of course, the Eurovision Spain's pre-party. That's an online stream on April the 24th. One more to add to that as well. It's an online stream on April the 21st coming from the team at Eurovoix. They're hosting Concert in the Dark, an online event with many of this year's performers, as well as some of the national final stars. It's coming with also a request to turn your lights out at home, as they will be turning their lights out in the studio as well to celebrate Earth Day. And they're also going to be supporting the More Trees project at moretrees.eco throughout the show as well. I invite you to take a look at that project, which is planning to plant 1 billion trees in the world. And that's us. That's the Eurovision Song Contest for this week. We are 48 days to go, depending on when you listen to the podcast. So it is there on the horizon. Everything's building up. The anticipation is building. The fact that Glastonbury is doing their live stream on the same day. You can watch that again. Eurovision live. That's what you need. Until then, stay safe. Be kind to each other. Ta-ra for now. Cue the guitars. ES Insight News Podcast this week was hosted by Ewan Spence and written by the team at ESC Insight. www.escinsight.com, patreon.com/ESC Insight to support us as well.